Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone after the Utah Jazz defeat the Los Angeles Clippers in their fourth major comeback of the season. We'll break down how they did it and look at it coming up next on Postcast. Today's Postcast is brought to you by The Store, 6200 South, 20th East. You know what comes out Friday?
Ice cream.
Mudslide cookie ice cream. I'll buy you your first one.
Okay. I'll eat it, too.
All right, we have a new interactive poll available for you, by the way. I believe it should be up there somewhere. I don't see it, but you should be able to. Inviting who was the MVP tonight, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, or Raul Neto. If you're following this one tonight, the Jazz fell behind by 17 in the first quarter. It's the seventh time they've done that this year, and they then worked their way back, getting it to within seven at the end of the quarter. They stayed at 7.5. They then tied it on a Neto corner three to make the ball game tied going to the fourth, and then it was tied going into clutch time, and the Jazz outplayed them in the final 5 minutes of the game, and this was the number one clutch team in the league. Ron, how'd they do it?
They did a great job. I thought they had a couple of hustle plays that really turned the tide there. That one ended up in a three-point shot there by Joe Ingles. The other hustle play there out on the floor, I think Rudy ended up with the basketball. This was after a missed shot or something like that, but the ball kept bouncing around, remember, but those hustle plays there, as people call them 50-50 balls, the Jazz were able to come up with those.
The Jazz fight their way back. It's the fourth game they've won this year when trailing by 15 in the first quarter. Ideally, you don't do that, but it's the most wins of any team. What does it say about this team that they're able to fall behind by that? And as Rudy said in our postgame interview, just move to the next play, move to the next play.
I'd like that. You remember at the beginning of the year, we go as far back as maybe a month, where that probably wouldn't happen. The Jazz were not a team that could come back from a deficit and win a basketball game. Now things are starting to change a little bit, and they're able to do it. It happened here at home. That's good. I'd like to see that happen on the road. But that was the big difference in this ball game, is that the fact that they could come back and win it.
One of the big things tonight also was shot selection. Mm-hmm. The Jazz ended up taking 34 threes to their 26, but it doesn't really tell the story because the Jazz also took more shots to the rim. They took 47 mid-range shots tonight. Jazz took about 20 fewer of those. You know, you always wonder what the value of analytics is. The Jazz are one of the best analytic teams in the league, and this is one of those nights where they may have won a game because of the way they play. We opened the coaches' show today talking to Quinn about it, and it may turn out to be very valuable.
Well, and that's something we pointed out, I thought, during the fourth quarter there, that if the Jazz are going to win it, they're going to have to knock down some threes, but they're also going to have to break the paint and give themselves a chance to get those threes, something that I thought they struggled with maybe early in the fourth quarter, late third quarter, when Donovan had to go to the point and we saw a little bit of less ball movement. The three-point shot obviously made the difference.
Ricky Rubio had hamstring tightness. He could not play the fourth quarter. Raul Neto played the entire fourth quarter, which in itself is still interesting because often the Jazz would have rolled with Donovan, but instead they played Neto there. What did Neto bring to this game?
I thought his leadership out there on the floor, leadership meaning he's the point guard skills, and he's quick. I thought he played very good defense, and he made a couple of big shots. But I think the big thing was him starting to break the paint. Got a couple of layups out of it, but he's just, that's his position, and he looks good playing it, and his style of play is a little bit different than Ricky Rubio, and I thought tonight for sure that he complimented his teammates.
The other one is that Neto sparked them. I mean, he made those two shots. He made a play late. He hit the corner three to close the third quarter, which someone called, though that in and of itself, I think, was a huge part of this game.
That's someone, would that be you?
Yeah, I basically said we're down three. We need a corner three from Neto right here, and he got it. Really.
And he got it, yeah. He got 17 minutes tonight, and I thought they were very productive.
Rudy Gobert continues to just be a monster. 20 points, 13 rebounds, 4 block shots. He's averaging 18, 13, 3 for the last set of games. Defensive game plans are completely trying to deal with him, and he's still putting up mammoth numbers.
And you know what was impressive? How many lobs did he get for dunks? I mean, he got a couple of putback dunks. He may have gotten one lob for a dunk, and because they just took it away. And so he still ended up with a great night with 20 points, and he was 6 for 9 there from the field. So without those dunks, he still found a way to be offensive, not a liability out there.
And Donovan Mitchell, quiet in the first quarter, 0 for 4, finished with 32 points. This was an interesting game, guys. There was one tie and two lead changes in the first half. 11 of each by the time we were done with the third quarter, and then finished the night with 16 lead changes, 12 ties as the Jazz ran away in the final 5 minutes to close it out. So, I mean, a really interesting game, and Donovan really picked the Jazz up in that second, third quarter.
Well, I thought that was definitely his quarter. I mean, because, as you mentioned, didn't look good. Well, didn't score anyway in that first quarter. Like to see him get off to a little better start in that first quarter. But he's such a second half player that you never worry about him. But I still would like to see him get off to a little faster start than the first.
You might
quarter.
Not be quite sure what Patrick Beverley's doing to you when the night first starts.
Yeah, that's true. He gets in your grill, that's for sure.
Jazz win it tonight. Necessary win. The Jazz win it and hold six. Clippers would have moved in. The Jazz win the season series against the Clippers. We tried a new Facebook Live tonight. We'll check on the mic. I heard some people say that maybe they couldn't hear Ron as well as the way we used to do it. I have a new computer, so we tried something new. The camera looks much better, but maybe the mic's not as good. We'll work on it and see what we can do for you. For those of you on Facebook Live, have a good day. We'll talk to you from Denver tomorrow.